Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, 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 good evening out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, and believe it or not, his trusty sidekick, Crispy. What's going on in Florida? Are you there with me tonight?
Yo, 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 what it do?
What it do? Where you been, man?
You know, got abducted by some aliens, fun stuff like that.
We missed you, but did you notice we missed you so bad? We did the shows without you, though, so we didn't miss you, I guess, that bad, did we?
No. I saw one of our faithful followers post on the Facebook page, "We missed you." I've had some construction remodeling going on, so last Saturday it was pretty noisy in here. So, yeah.
Well, your fans, your one fan at least, I know I saw the one comment you're talking about, your one fan must have missed you, so...
Right.
Welcome back. And
before we
go too far, we have to do our little legal thing here. So I will read the legalese. All opinions, comments, and representations made by our host, that's Crispy and me, and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes only. And what do we always say, Crispy?
Don't eat the minty dorky.
We say we hope we entertain you, and yes, and don't eat the dinty more soup.
Right.
So while you were gone, Crispy, we picked up two new sponsors for the show, and we said goodbye to one of our sponsors, the Sweet Potato Vodka folks. Were with us for about 3 months, and we appreciate all their support for the last 3 months, and we've actually picked up some new sponsors that started with us last week, and this is their first Friday night, and we're going to play their little ads that you put together for us, and
awesome.
We want everybody to check out our new sponsors, listen to their ad, and definitely go and check out their product and buy some, because if you buy their products, that means they can buy our products and stay on our show as a sponsor. So
yes,
here's our first.
I've only had one of the sponsors, the one you're probably going to play, from Kirk. And oh my God, is his stuff ridiculously awesome?
It is.
Addicting, that green chili. Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh man, it is great stuff. I'm gonna play his ad here if I can get it queued up here. But the green chili rub, I think you can put it on pancakes, you can put it on pork chops, I think you can put it on ice cream,
you can put
it on anything.
I put it on cornflakes. It was not really, but if I would.
What we're talking about is Albuquerque seasonings, and here is their little ad.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled A-L-B-U-K-I-R-K-Y seasonings.com.
Yes, definitely check out Albuquerque Seasonings. And like Crispy was saying, the green chili rub he has is awesome. As you say, awesome, Crispy. Oh, awesome. On everything. And the barbecue rub is excellent. He's got a barbecue sauce, very reasonably priced, and I think he's got some specials going on for the summer. So go check out his website and check out his product.
The bottles are huge, too. It's not like your store, you know, they're like look like mini bottles. This is like a ginormous jug of it, too. Like, it's crazy.
It is good. And while we're talking ads, I'm going to go ahead and get the ads out of the way tonight before we bring on our guest for the evening. And all I can say is one word for our new sponsor. It's smoking.
Yes, and smoking indeed.
I want to play their ad. Everybody, check out our new sponsor, Don Pablo Cigars.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
Yes, definitely do what Crispy says. I've had the cigars, and they are fantastic cigars. You notice when you do these ads, I just was sitting here listening to the ad we made, you have so much pizzazz with your presentation. I'm like, hi, Crispy. How are you doing, Crispy?
It's reverse of how we are on the radio. You're like, da-ba-da-da, and I sound like Eeyore drunk. Pretty much. Yeah, awesome. Ooh, yay.
I gotta work on my acting for these ads if we're going to continue doing this. But do check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory. Their cigars are fantastic. They, I hadn't smoked cigars in a while. The last ones I smoked were those cheap ones that you get at the 7-Eleven. And when I got these, I was like, holy cow, these are great cigars. So do check them out. And we appreciate our two new sponsors. And I guess it's time for us to move on to the show on the show here and bring on our first guest. And
it's going to be – I checked out her site, and oh, my God, she has got an awesome voice.
Yes, she does have an awesome voice. Matter of fact, I would call her voice a cross between – oh, Shania Twain and Faith Hill, but maybe even a little better. I'm very impressed with her sound. And our guest this evening is Tara Priest. And before I bring Tara on, I'm actually going to give everybody a little taste of her music, and then we'll bring on Tara and talk about her career and how she got into country music. And if I can get to her song here, I will play one for you. This is Tara Priest and her song called Angels Cry. And everybody hang tight, listen to the song. Fantastic singer, country music singer. We'll be back here shortly after playing her song to chat with Tara Priest. Here you go.
She wished on a star.
Good evening, Tara.
Hey, can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, yes, welcome to
all right, I'm here.
Woo!
Well, thank you for joining us this evening. We love your music. Where have you been hiding?
Hiding? Well, here and there. I do
here
a little bit
there.
Of this, a little bit of that, you know.
Well,
I'm not even around on the West Coast, unfortunately.
Well,
I would love to be.
Well, you've got one of us on the West Coast, and Crispy, he's on the East Coast, so you're kind of sandwiched between the two bad boys this evening.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What city? What city on the East Coast?
Mickey Mouse Town.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And I'm over here in San Diego. We do appreciate you coming in on the show with us this evening. So we wanted to find out a little bit about you and your singing career. And I was reading your your bio, and sounds like you've been singing since you were about 5 years old and involved in, I guess, singing in church, and kind of give us, maybe give our listeners a little bit more background about how you got into singing and what made you go to country music.
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, I've been singing since I was about that age, 4 to 5, in church, a little small country church where I attended, Southern Baptist, of course, because that's, you know, that's where I live, is a Bible Belt, but... Yeah, my brother always played guitar, my older brother, and my dad always played, and he was a musician in Nashville, so music was just a natural thing, you know, for me. We were always, you know, singing hymns and, you know, just practicing for church, and that's the first place I ever sung the solo was in my, you know, my little church, and it was, he's still working on me, I remember the song. I was like 4, so. I really didn't want to do country music, and I'm not going to lie, because through the years, you know, as I grew up, I kind of drifted, you know, apart from country.
Right.
And I love all different kinds of music, you know, R&B, reggae, I mean, just anything. It doesn't matter. Rock. But I was steered towards country. My dad was just, you know, avid country. He's like, if you don't do country, your voice is country. Plain and simple, you know. So,
well, you know what, you got the accent for it too. So I think you almost were born to be country, weren't you?
Oh yeah, I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi. So you know, it's the hometown of Elvis, which that's another thing that, you know, influences a lot of people around here to go into music, because he's
right.
You know, the number one, the king of rock and roll, the number one, you know, person to kind of, I guess, icon. And
right.
we're proud to have Elvis be from Tupelo. So.
I don't see her singing punk rock.
No.
Punk rock's probably not my thing. It probably will never be. I'll appreciate it, but I don't think I'll ever sing it.
Well, I was reading, too. Now, were you in American Idol? You actually tried out for that?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was in 06, and it was a really great experience, very stressful,
right.
And... you know, I was so nervous, but I did make it through. You know, I made it through a couple of rounds. The first round was, there was 11,000 people there in Birmingham, Alabama, and I made it through with 100 other people. So, yeah, and so we went back and did it again. They had us wear the same clothes that we wore before, and we just signed all these paperwork that we wouldn't go to the media and things like that. And I got kind of, I don't know, I guess it kind of freaked me out, but we had a month, you know, till the next tryout, and
right.
I tried out in front of the executive producer, Simon Fuller. I'm sure you're
uh-huh.
familiar with Simon Fuller.
Right.
He was very intimidating. It's scary. It was really scary. but it was a great experience, you know. But I don't think the reality show thing's for me, as far as
well,
I go.
I've listened to your music, and you've got a great sound, and I said, like, kind of like Shania Twain and Faith Hill, kind of a combination of how it sounds to me. And it's just, you've cut what, one CD so far? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd recorded a bunch of stuff, you know, some grassroots, you know, things around, you know, my town and just people that had studios, but not anything like of this production level. No, this was Nashville produced, you know, on the row, on Music Row.
Okay.
In the top, the best studios, the best of the best, and you know, it was a dream experience, because, you know, I just never thought I'd be able to do that, and the opportunity came to me, so I really didn't search for it; it came to me at just the right time. So
where do you play now? As far as, do you play in concerts, or do you go to fairs and that type of thing? Is that where you're playing with your band?
Well, it's been an interesting roller coaster, really. You know, yes, I've had several bands, actually, and we've done a lot of big shows with some, you know, really big acts, and we've opened up for, you know, we opened up with Craig Morgan, and there was, you know, about 4,000 people, and then I've sung for, you know, audiences of 10, you know, at private parties, and it just
right.
depends, you know, it just depends. But as the last few months, I've kind of been taking time to kind of get my thoughts together, talk to different musicians to try to put a new act together. I do little shows here and there, but like right now I'm focusing on the big things. The next move I'm going to make is is actually with another girl. We're going to form a duo, and I think that's what Nashville really needs right now. And that's, you know, that's my goal right now. She's from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and they actually found me. It's pretty cool how it happened. But she found me online, and her manager contacted me, and we met up in Memphis at her show at the Hard Rock on Beale Street. Cool. And her voice is so similar to mine, and so we decided to, you know, try to do something together like that. And, you know, I visited her, and we practiced with her band. And so we're getting ready. Our first show is August 18th. So that's when it's all going to start back, the live shows. Like I said, it's been a while since I've had a full band, you know, because I've been shooting music videos and recording. So, you know, I just haven't been performing as much in the last few months.
Now you call it the
trying
duo,
to get new songs
call,
as well.
Are you calling the duo a band, or are you just going to go by both your names, or how's that going to work?
We've got several ideas. You know, her name is Keela, which is pretty cool anyway. Keela Reed, and I'm Tara Priest, obviously. So, you know, we thought about combining the names, and we probably will just do that at first. But you know, we have some really cool ideas for names too that we're you know messing with, like something to do with Gypsy. That's kind of where we're going. So. Huh. Not the Gypsy Chicks. We're not gonna copy like that. Yeah, we made jokes about being the Gypsy Chicks, but I don't think we're gonna do that. But Dixie, I think that's gonna be interesting. What did you say?
The Dixie Duo.
Yeah, definitely.
The Dixie Duo. Well,
did you say the Gypsy Duo?
No, Dixie.
That's good. I like that.
Or Gypsy.
Yeah, or just Gypsy. The... Yeah, why not?
Well, we're going to play another one of your songs. I like this one. And one question I want to ask you, these songs you sent to me, did you write all these songs?
Actually, no. They were my producer, Jeff Huskins, who was a former member of Little Texas. You know, really hot country band. Yeah, and like I said, he found me, and he is a producer now, and he still plays and everything. So he kind of... he found these songs and reserved them for me with their production company, you know, that they own. And he reserved them for me. He urged me to do country, kind of like my dad always did. He was like, girl, you're country, you know, because I was toying around with doing something else. But actually, my brother and I and his fiance wrote one of them, number 8. It's All Good. I don't know if I sent you that one. But,
well, the one I was getting ready to play is called I Can't Hate You.
Yes, that one was written by, they were all written by, they're all originals, and they're all just, you know, for me, but they were written by independent writers in Nashville. I Can't Hate You was written by Kylie Sackley. She's a very well-known writer in Nashville. She's not actually a performer or an artist, but she is an excellent writer. She's from Australia.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like that one. It's got an interesting twist to the song. It got interesting lyrics, and we'll play that next. This is Tara Priest and her song, I Can't Hate You. We'll be back in a few minutes after the song and chat some more with Tara.
I hate the way you walk away without a single scar, and I feel you found somebody else. Well, it's tearing me apart like we didn't mean. Nothing gone without a chance. I hate the way I play the fool, taking up to you, and the way you told all your friends before I even knew that we were over. Do you know what that put me through?
Tara Priest.
Okay, and if people want to buy your music, can they find you on like CD Baby and all the other music locations on the web?
Yeah, pretty much any of them. iTunes, you know, that's what most people use now. I know that's what I use. But if you want a hard copy of it, order from cdbaby.com or there's also Amazon.
Right.
You know, whatever you. I don't know if a lot of people download music on Amazon, but it works pretty good. You know, I've used it too. So those are the two best, I think, iTunes and Amazon. But yeah, I'd really appreciate it if you went, you know, checked it out.
Yeah, everybody who's listening, if you like their music, definitely go check out and download some of her tunes or get the CD because it's great stuff. So the duet you were talking about, you're going to start that coming up soon. And then what is the kind of the goal for that? Do you have like a plan as far as the first CD, one that you're planning to get that out into the market?
Yes, definitely. I went over to her city and visited her and practiced, you know, for 2 days straight all day. My voice was shot, but we had a ball, and our harmony was just spot on, and it was just kind of a natural chemistry that we have, and which is rare to find, you know, with some, you know, with another singer, especially another female singer. So we're really happy to have found each other. But we plan on getting our name and stuff ready and logo and all that the next month or two. And then, you know, doing our first show August 18th and then going from there. And our goal is essentially to record a new album together, an original, where we write, where we both want to write. And so we're in talks with another producer right now out of Memphis and Nashville. He's a four-time Grammy-winning artist. He worked on the Spider-Man soundtrack, and he worked on with Matchbox. He's more of a rock style producer, but he does country as well. And he's so excited. Like, it was really his idea to put us together. So
interesting. Now, August 18th, where's the show going to be?
The show is going to be at Rivals in Greenville, Mississippi. It's kind of in the Delta, actually. It's a pretty cool, you know, hip place to play. A couple of my friends used to play there a lot. Cross and Dixon, they're a pretty big country band around. You can look them up, and I've done a lot of shows with them, and they're the ones who kind of referred me to these guys at Rivals. And so we're just going to kick it off there, you know, and then from there we hope to do, you know, casinos. You know, we want to hit the Hard Rock and Memphis, and also in, you know, Biloxi, Mississippi, and wherever we can, you know, whatever we can do.
We need to get you out here in California and show them what country music's all about.
Now, that would be our ultimate goal, yes. We would love to come out to
Hey, Crispy, we should probably have ourselves like a barbecue hoedown and bring in Tara and Taylor Reed and to be the top liners, and we cook barbecue and have country music.
We should.
That would be amazing.
I'll dance around in my tutu and cowboy hat and sing, I'm a little teapot.
No.
Yeah, you know what? We're really not that country, you know. We're not like Miranda Lambert country, you know. You know that accent, that strong accent. You know, we can incorporate a lot of other stuff in our, you know, in our set list too. So
I would say you're more like country rock, have a kind of country rock sound. Yeah,
exactly.
String.
Exactly. I'm going to play another one of your songs, and on this one, I think you're singing a duet, and I believe the guy's name, is it Rushlow? Is that how you say his
name?
He
was the lead singer of Little Texas.
Okay.
He was so nice to come in and do that. My brother and I wrote this song as well, and Tim was, like I said, he was so nice to come in and do the male vocals on it. He's got a voice like silk. But you can look him up. I mean, he's had so many number one hits. So,
Very good song, it's called Who Knows, and this is Tara Priest. We'll play this song, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more, and then we'll let you go back to the party that we interrupted. And
No interruption. I'm honored.
All right, we're going to play your song, Who Knows. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back to chat with Tara.
Thank you. He was the one that, you know, what might have been. I don't know if y'all remember that in God Bless Texas.
Yep, I thought when you said that, I said, now I recognize his voice. So mm-hmm. I failed to mention, too, for the listeners, if you want to find out more about Tara and her music and her background, and also she's an artist, too, which we didn't talk about real quick, but you can go to her website, TaraPriest.com, and what'd you say, Crispy?
She has some pretty cool artwork, because I do art, too, and she has some really cool stuff.
Oh, thank you.
You do like, are you, I guess I was reading, you're an interior designer. Is that what you do also?
Well, my degree is in interior design, my college degree. And I worked in furniture. I'd actually designed furniture for 3 years after I got out of school. And so I've been in the industry, you know, in that industry, in the fabric industry also. And then I left there because I was traveling more than I wanted to because I wanted to have a baby. And so I started painting. My dad encouraged that as well, and he, you know, I even opened up a studio and everything, and my paintings just really started to take off, and I was like, what, I could sell these, you know? I mean, I just, you know, I've been sketching since I was 2, 3. I mean, I just always liked to sketch, but painting was new to me, you know, up until about, I don't know, I guess 2004, that's about when I started painting, and I realized that I could make money off of that and make a career out of it. So I that's one of the, you know, my most favorite things to do in the world, you know, music, and besides music, it's a release for me. It's a release of stress and emotions and all that, you know,
right,
all that good stuff. I'm sure you understand being an artist also.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, yeah, we're real artists. Crispy, are you an artist?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. I happen to be one of the best artists in the world. As your world leader, yes. I am.
Well, what is your medium, may I ask?
The world is my medium.
The world is your medium. I like that.
I paint with barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's bad. There's nothing wrong with that.
Since this is a food show, usually it is on our Saturday morning shows, more about food, chefs, and barbecue, and all kinds of stuff. But are you a cook or barbecuer there in Mississippi?
No. I'm kind of a health nut, but look,
okay.
I love. Are you familiar with Rendezvous in Memphis?
Yes.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite treats. Every once in a while, I love to go to Rendezvous and just pig out. This dude is amazing. They have the best ribs ever. So, you know, I don't really eat pork a lot, but every once in a while I do indulge in the occasional dry rub rib.
Well, that's me too. I've been known to have a few pork chops myself, just a few. Well, we wanted to thank you for coming on our show and taking time from your busy schedule to share your music and share your story. And everybody who's listening, make sure you check out Tara's website and go buy some of her music, and we're looking forward to also just hearing more about your new duet and how that comes about in August.
Yeah, maybe we can come back on, you know, soon when we get, you know, she and I both can, and we can give you a better overview on it, because we're really excited about it.
That would be great. We'll make sure to touch base and bring you back on when you have the duo. It sounds like it'd be great. And thank you again for coming on a Friday night and spending a few minutes with us. And we wish you the best.
TaraPriest.com.
Yes, and you can find me on Facebook as well. I post all my paintings on my Facebook. So, you know, it's Facebook.com, TNPriest. You know, just search for me. I would love, you know, I have a fan page as well, so find me on Facebook and friend me, and, you know, stay in touch. I would love for everybody to read my updates.
Well, great. We really appreciate it again for taking time, and keep in touch, and we'll have you back on when you guys get the duo going.
That sounds fabulous. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. You take care.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Everybody have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
And there you go, everybody. Make sure you check out Tara Priest, her website. Go to Facebook. Check out her music on Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really great stuff, and she's got a great voice. And I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot from her.
Yeah, I was telling my friend Kelly Joe about her, so I sent her the link, and she was like, oh, my God, she's an angel. She's really, really good. I don't think Kelly Joe talks like that, and Seeing how she's in the chat room, I'm probably going to get punched in the face. So that'll be awesome.
Well, we do appreciate her taking time to be on with us tonight and tomorrow morning, bright and early, 8:30 West Coast time, 11:30 East Coast time. We have got another show lined up where we've got Benny the Chef coming on, and Benny's turning out to be kind of a famous chef, and he's going to tell us all about the different things he's involved in, and a very interesting guy. And we got our buddy, Smokey D's coming on to tell us a little bit more about where he is with his new barbecue sauce and some of the trials and tribulations of getting that product off into the market. And then we got a singer named Chip Wilson, who's he's from New Orleans and got an interesting kind of a bluesy sound, R&B bluesy sound, and he's actually friends of Benny the Chef. So we should have a really good show. And then the next few weeks, we've got quite a few guests already lined up for the coming week. So we appreciate everyone with their support for supporting the show each Friday night and Saturday morning, and also thank you to the sponsors. If you do want to come on the show anytime, make sure you contact either me or Crispy and let us know if you'd like to be a guest or a sponsor or just come on and talk some crap with us. We don't care. We need somebody to fill the air. But
yeah, we don't care. We want to hear about your underwear collection. So, underwear and high heel collection. That's what we want to hear from the ladies.
And like we say, if you can boil a hot dog, you can be on our show.
That's
right. So we're going to close out this evening. At the time, we're down to the last 2.5 minutes. Do you have anything else you wanted to add, Sir Crispy?
Not much. Thanks for everyone's support on Grilling Ideas Radio and to our awesome new sponsors.
Yep.
And stay tuned for tomorrow's action packed show.
And on that note, we're going to sign off with a cool song I found last night on YouTube called Phoenix Rising. Everybody have a nice Friday evening. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the Grilling Ideas Radio Show. Everyone, take care.